singing filled the air in front of the Los Angeles Superior Court today. More than 24 people rallied in full costume, judges' robes, tuxedos, and pearls, and put on a little bit of street theater for a cause.
Do we want them to repeal them all?
The Affordable Care Act provides health care for 319,000 seniors and 600,000 children.
Do we want them to repeal part of it?
Among the liveried actors stands Sandra Perez Richmond. She says she's here for two reasons, her son and daughter.
They're my life.
Her 14-year-old daughter has thalassemia, a type of anemia that's considered a pre-existing condition. When her daughter was denied coverage, Richmond said she lived in terror of a $1,000 bill for a doctor's visit she couldn't afford.
I'm a hardworking person, but I'm not rich.
She even considered moving to another country that would provide coverage for her daughter. But the Affordable Care Act changed everything 2 years ago for Richmond's family. Under it, both of her children are under her insurance plan until they're 26 years old. But her daughter may soon lose her coverage. The U.S. Supreme Court begins a historic review of Obama's health care law. 3 days of six-hour arguments that may find the president's landmark achievement of universal health care unconstitutional.
It's a basic human right that we should be able to see a doctor and not have to lose our home over it.
That's rally organizer Vanessa Aramayo. But critics of the law say the government should not have the right to require Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. Nearly a third of all Angelenos are uninsured. Planned Parenthood supports the law, saying that it protects many women in the city.
Women tend to pay more for their health care, and part of that is simply discrimination. One of the practices that health care reform will outlaw is a process called gender rating, which basically means charging women more for their health insurance premiums simply because of their gender.
Let's save the status quo.
Richmond's son holds her hand tight.
She worries about it a lot to protect us and keep us safe. In case something happens.
He knows the fallout of the Supreme Court battle will be felt in his home as well. Natasha Zubes, Annenberg, Radio News.
All right, let's hear it for